For centuries, Jews in Morocco distilled a clear liquor made from figs or dates. It was called mahia. The practice of making mahia had all but disappeared, and then a Moroccan Jew living in New York decided to revive his family's distilling practice. Alex Schmidt has this story about one couple's efforts to make a viable new business out of an ancient tradition.
Is it the fourth one? I'm not sure. Did you taste it?
It's the middle of the workday, and David and Dorit Namias are busy in their tiny distillery. In the entryway are Moroccan rugs, photos of David's parents, and an old-fashioned copper still. This is a sort of contraption David's family used to distill in Morocco.
I grew up, people constantly coming to our home and asking for mahia, and everyone, the Jews and Muslim, everyone, including the cops. So... mahia, it was part of the tradition, living with people, Jews and Muslim live together.
David had wanted to start a professional mahia distillery for as long as he'd known his wife, but they both had stable jobs in the banking industry, and she wouldn't hear of it.
Why would you give all that up to start a business? It was stupid. It was ridiculous.
But then a few years ago, David's parents passed away at the same time Dorit lost her job.
When you don't have that security anymore, you have to take a chance.
Now the equipment is more professional than home brewing back in Morocco. Shiny, cylindrical, industrial-sized stills. But most people have no idea what mahia is. The Namiases are trying every marketing trick they can to gain a foothold. A major one? Alcohol-tasting events, like Manhattan's Whiskey Jubilee. Attendees paid over $100 a pop to come here and sample fine whiskey and other liquors. The Namiases also distill whiskey, which gives them an entry point into markets that might otherwise be closed to them. The crowd stream in, and David starts pitching.
We make 100% from figs. There is no sugar, no chemicals, nothing, and it's very natural.
Dean Schuckman takes a sip of the clear liquor.
This is excellent. It's smooth. I can taste a little bit of the fig. It's delicious.
Score 1 point for mahia. But then Dana Siegel takes a sip, and she just doesn't get it.
I thought it was interesting. I kind of wanted to understand a little bit more what type of spirit it is. If it's a flavored vodka, that's one thing. If it's a liqueur, it's another. I couldn't quite figure it out. But the fig flavor came through, and I really liked that a lot.
Technically, mahia is an eau de vie, which just means it's a clear fruit brandy. Schnapps is eau de vie, and so is aquavit. Mahia joins a band of unfamiliar alcohols trying to gain a market in the U.S., There's cachaça from Brazil, pisco from Chile. Derek Brown writes about alcohol and owns several bars. He says sometimes unknown spirits do become popular.
Might be hard to imagine at this point, but vodka was once a weirdo spirit in the United States. There was an advertising campaign around it. They're a very famous one in the 1960s, and they had very famous people like Woody Allen, toasting the Smirnoff. And today it is the most widely sold spirit in the United States.
The Namiases have gotten some cutting-edge mixologists to incorporate mahia into cocktails on their menus. Step by step, they hope they'll build this ancient family tradition into a business they can pass on to their kids. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt in New York.